Good morning. Thank you for joining us online. We're excited to share what God is doing in our midst and want to keep you up to date with the following announcements. Lockdown is a time of prayer. Unity lies within the power to hear the same thing from God. Join us on Monday nights for intercession from 8 to 9 p.m. No more intercession at 6 o'clock in the mornings. Explore with us the book of Daniel every Tuesday morning from 6:30 till 7 a.m. We discuss one chapter at a time with a week of exploring in between. Let's search the historical context and relevance of Daniel's prophecies together.
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord.
Our ministry is funded by the generous giving of our members and friends. Kindly support this ministry by giving towards our cause. We are all affected by the current circumstances, but sadly some are more affected than others in this difficult time. Please help us to help those in need by giving towards our BodyServe account.
Hey guys, how's it going? Hope you're having a good day, whatever you're doing right now. I just want to share a really quick message with you. There's no scripture, but just something that's been going on with me recently. It's come to mind that it's relevant for me. So just in my prayer times, I've really found myself in a place repeatedly where when I'm praying, I'm really realizing how little God really needs us. And how humbling that is to know that we're being used by God, but we're not essential in that sense. But God has chosen to partner with us and to covenant with us. And with that in mind, it's such a privilege, all that we're able to do by his hand and by his grace and his mercy. And that led me to think, and that's the essence of today's offering message. It just brought a question to mind. And that question is, if you have nothing to give, what would you give God? So I'd like you to just take a moment to think about that. And when you come to a conclusion what your answer is, make that your offering today. Okay, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Yes, welcome to my home. You'll see I'm sitting here between boxes at the moment because Ian and I are moving soon. 20 years ago, I arrived in this country with just a backpack. But to be honest with you, not even all my shoes will fit into that backpack at the moment. But I always find it interesting, you know, how God speaks to me through the little things in life, like packing my shoes. Yeah. And today I just would like to share with you how God has spoken to me through my shoe collection to me. But first of all, let's just pray together. Yeah, Lord, we just come to you this morning, Lord, and we want to thank you, Father, that you meet us, Father, just where we are at. Well, Father, wherever we are, you are there. Even when we're sitting and, yeah, just sorting through things, or and we went for a run, or you are always there, Lord. And Father, this morning, I just want to ask you, Lord, to speak to us, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Show us, Father, where we have to change and, yeah, what we have to do to get closer to you, Lord. And the plans and the purposes that you have for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can be together this morning. Lord, I ask that you will use me, Lord. And Lord, that I will speak, Lord, not from my own heart, Lord, but Father, that you will use me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, yes, ladies will immediately understand where I come from when I say we all need shoes. Well, our shoe collection might be a little bit bigger than the guys, but come on, guys, you like shoes as well. Yeah, if I just look at, you know, the market, the shoe market, you can say, last year, just in America, the footwear industry was worth $360 billion. Another fact is, the most expensive pair of shoes was sold in 2012 at an auction, and it was beautiful, red, shiny shoes. Yes, it was Dorothy's shoes. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And to top all of that, they estimate that in the average woman have about 19 pairs of shoes in her cupboard. I must admit, I was thinking, do I have though that much? But you know what? It doesn't matter. But we all need shoes, and that is a fact in life. You know, I even went and I searched through the Bible, you know, like, Lord, where do you speak about shoes? And it was amazing what I discovered. Yeah, it was just amazing to see, you know, where God has told his people to put on their shoe, and where God told them to take off their shoes. Yeah, and just the humble experience it is to put on your shoes and take it off and just walk through life. You know, our society, there's movies made out of shoes, Cinderella, there's songs, there's even musical plays, there's movies. Yeah, shoes are one of those things in life that is just important. So let's dig a little bit deeper and see, what does God want to tell us through these shoes? You know, like I said, Moses was told, God told him, take off your shoes, you're walking on holy ground. Just before Passover, God told his people, put on your shoes, be ready with your staff, be ready. Then later on, Boaz went and to get the land of Ruth. He had to take off his shoes and hand it over. There's so many different stories. Even when Jesus went and he took off his sandals, and a woman came and he washed her feet, or she washed his feet with her hair and oil. You know, it's looking at all these stories, I realized that we have to make way for the new shoes. So for the past month and a half, God has really spoken to us as a church, you know, that we've been on a journey and we're getting to the end of this journey, and we're going to cross the river, and there's going to be new giants. There's going to be new things for us. And God just told me, you know, it's time for the new journey that you're entering. But you know, if we go on a new journey, we need new shoes. We have to to let go of the past. It's out with the old, in with the new. But so many times, we just like the comfort of our shoes. We don't want to get rid of them. Even when they have holes in, we have tried to resole them, but nothing helped. The fact is, they have to get out. And sometimes that's in life as well. We've got habits in our lives that we just have to get rid of. Because if we can't get rid of it, we can't enter the new season that God has for us. The new plans and the purposes that God has for us. You're such a great example to me of letting go of the old and entering the new as the woman at the well. When she came to the well and Jesus was sitting there. And he asked her about herself, and she was very open, and she said, well, I've got five. I mean, and Jesus said to her, yes, you did. But, you know, that's in the past now. And what's so beautiful for me is I'm going to read it to you because it's she left the old at the well. So she pulled water for Jesus. And then she left her jar at the well. Now we know in biblical times, to go to the well was a daily routine for women. It was part of their daily thing. But you know, once she met Jesus, she left her jar at the well and she ran. She ran to go and tell the others. So I just want to read it to you. In John 4 verse 28, so the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me all I ever did. Can this be the Christ? They went out of town and were coming for him. Guys, some of us have to take off our old shoes, like that woman did with her jar. She left it. And she ran and she went and she told the people, before we can go, we have to leave the old behind. Leave those stinking shoes behind. God has a beautiful pair of shoes for you, ready for the new season. He knows what you did. But you know what? It doesn't matter to him. The fact is that we came to him. And we want to spend time with him. That is what matters. So, get out with the old and get in with the new. Ask God, what shoes do you need? So my second point is this fit for purpose? You can't just go and wear ballet shoes on a rugby field or on a football field. No, you have to have shoes for purpose. You have to identify where you are at. I am no ballerina. I like my comfort shoes. You know, when I was younger, one of my friends tried to teach me how to walk on stilettos. I am not a stiletto girl. There is no ways. We have tried. I have tried a few times, but guys, it's not my thing. And it's okay. My friend Ruth looks beautiful in a pair of high heels. But it's not for me. I need to find the shoe that fit me. You know what? I love my Converse. I love my comfortable shoes. And sometimes some eyebrows raise because I will wear them everywhere. But you know what? As long as I am comfortable, I'm fine with it. Are you fine where you're at right now? There's areas of my life that I'm not fine at. There's areas of my life that I really want to ask God, what shoes should I wear for this season? You know, like I said, my husband and I, we are moving into a new season. And we know the promises that God has for us. But there's a season in between that we don't have a clue what's going to happen. But we know that we know that God has a plan and a purpose, a perfect fit for us. Guys, don't just settle for any pair of shoes. Go and search and see which shoes is made for you. Like that song saying, these boots are made for walking. You know what? Where are you walking to? And which shoes are you walking in? Is it the plans and the purposes that God has for you? You know, he says in his word that he's got plans and purposes just for you, for nobody else. Don't try and fit anybody else's shoes. These shoes just for you. So guys, sit down. Sit down. And there's going to be a price tag on it. Of course, these shoes are not cheap anymore. But you know what? I can honestly tell you today, it is so worth it. There will be a price for it, but it is so worth it. I've got so many testimonies in my life and my family that we can really testify, you know, that yes, it looked really like a terrible start in some places. But you know what? When we changed our shoes and we went into the plans and the purposes that God has for us, he came through and we could walk. We could walk with God through it. And our feet didn't get tired. Us, the soles of our shoes, it didn't give in. Like the Israelites, when they walked for 40 years, it says in the word, the soles of their shoes never gave in. Guys, if we have the right shoes on, then God will take us to places. So my third point is, you know, there's times that we have to take our shoes off, because there might be some like a little, you know, stone or something in your shoe that is hurting you. You have to take your shoes off. And those times are amazing. Look at Moses. Look at Moses. What happened when Moses took off his shoes? When God said to him, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Guys, when we go to Jesus, we can take off our shoes and we can be vulnerable. Because let's face it, it's not nice to be barefoot. Yes, there's season that it is lovely to be barefoot. I can remember we went to Turkey and we went to this beautiful church and we walked all day. And it was so nice to walk into that church and just step out of my ballet pumps and just sit there on the ice-cold marble. It was amazing. But you know what? When we walked out of that church, it was awful. The tar was so, so hot and it was stony and it was not nice. But you know, that's how we come to God as well. Is sometimes it is just God really wants to talk to us, pull us closer to him and talk to us and share with us the next chapter. Because you know, when we take off our shoes, we are vulnerable. We are so, so vulnerable. And when we take off our shoes in front of God, we're just giving ourselves to God. Say, Lord, here I am, vulnerable. Look at what Moses did. Moses became one of the best leaders ever. We can learn so much from Moses. Yes, he had mistakes. But you know what? He was in the presence of God. Barefoot. Vulnerable. And that one meeting changed his whole life forever. Look at Joshua. You know, Joshua was, he just crossed the Jordan. He was on his way for war and the angel appeared to him and said, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And he changed Joshua. Joshua became a great leader. Later in his life, God said to him, put your foot on the king's head because you have victory. You know, but it's the places where we go and we are vulnerable before God that we learn where we're going next. Guys, I really, the more I prayed about this, the more God just said to me, We are going back to the basics. I just want to spend time with you. I just want you to be barefoot with me so that I can reveal my greatness to you. Guys, are you willing? Are you willing to take off your shoes? Because our God is a gentle God. He will not force you to do anything. You have to act to take off your shoes and be vulnerable before God and see the plans and the purposes that He has for you. For me, that was just so, you know, I was sitting there and I just looked at all the shoes around me. And I really had to repent because there were so many times that God wanted to spend time with me, but I was not willing to take off my shoes. I was too busy, or I was too ashamed to take off my shoes. And sometimes, guys, we can be so busy with God's stuff that we don't spend time in the holy place with God. I really want to challenge you today. Is take off your shoes and be vulnerable before God. You know, in the olden days, it also showed that, like Boaz did, he took off his shoes and he handed everything over. By doing that, he gained Ruth's land, but he had to give first. You know, it is so with God as well. When we give, we receive so much. You know, the times that I have spent with God, take off my shoes, I can really tell you, it's significant times in my life. Times that I knew God's plan for my life. And like now, Ian and I, we don't know where we're going in the next few months. But we do know that God is with us. Because we do. We had time. In His holiness, we took off our shoes and we spent time with Him. The last thing that I want to share with you is, you know, it's also we have to put our shoes on because we are designed for freedom. That is what God wants us. We will always have this desire in us to be free. And we are only free when we walk in the plans and the purposes that God has for us. So I want to ask you, do you know the plans and the purposes that God has for you to walk in His freedom? Because part of that freedom is also to testify of God's goodness. God is so, so good. But we don't always go and tell people about His goodness. And yet again, God doesn't force us. He never forces us to do anything. I look at Peter. I want to read you just a bit about Peter. You know, Peter, he was in prison. And he would say his shoes were off. It was next to him. And yet, he was sitting in prison and yet he praised God. Okay, and the next minute, things happened. And it happened very quickly. Because suddenly the earth shook, we read in the word. And then an angel appeared. You know what the angel said to him? She didn't say, just like, okay, go. No, let me read to you. So Acts 12 verse 8. And the angel said to him, dress yourself and put on your sandals. And he did so. And he said to him, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. And he went out and followed him. He did not know what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to an iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord. And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. The angel told him to put on his shoes. My God is big, and He can just, you know, make sure that Peter had his shoes on. But you know, it takes an act of Peter's side to put on his shoes, to get onto his shoes and get with the angel out of there. And then the angel left him. And we read that Peter didn't stand around. He didn't stand around thinking, where shall I go? He knew where he had to go. He knew immediately where he had to go. He had to go and tell people what has happened. People have been praying for him. He had to go and tell them. Guys, are you telling people? Are you telling people when magnificent things happen in your life? Are you telling people when things, just things that you've been praying for, ordinary things? Are you testifying of God's goodness? I must admit, I don't sometimes. I take it for granted. I take things for granted that God has been blessing me with. You know, my mother is such an example to me. She always so eagerly tell me, just when somebody come to visit her, how excited she is about that. You know, and one of the things that I've been praying for her is that she will never be alone. So when she tells me, you know, that somebody just come and visit her, I can really just rejoice in myself and say, yes, my God is good. She's not alone. She's not alone. So let's see, what did Peter do? But Peter continued. So he went, he went to the people to go and tell them, and he got there and he knocked on the door and they were like, no. It can't be Peter. It can't be Peter. But he kept on knocking. He kept on knocking. He didn't stop. He kept on knocking. He wanted to tell them. So many of us, we stop. We try to tell people about Jesus. We try to tell people about God. But then we stop. Because they will not listen. Peter didn't stop. He kept going. He kept knocking on the door. They thought later on they saw a vision of him or an angel. But he just kept knocking. And then, but Peter continued knocking. And when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But mentioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, tell these things to James and to the brothers. Then he departed and went to another place. He didn't stop there. He kept going. He had his shoes on. He was on a mission. He knew that these shoes have to go places, go and see people, go and tell people of God's goodness. He did spend time with God. He knew what God wanted him to do. His shoes were fit. It fitted him perfectly. We know Peter did. He told people about God. He knew the plans and the purposes that God has for him. You know what? He left the old behind. He was walking in his destiny. So guys, yeah, from now on, when you put on your shoes, just think a little bit. Where are these shoes taking me? What am I doing with these shoes? Are they keeping me from the promises of God? Some days, do you have to put on those shoes? Or should you wait a little bit and just spend time with God? Guys, yeah, I am so excited because I know we're going into a new season. And God has a plan for each one of us. He's got a plan for our church. He's got a plan for his body. All we have to do is put on our shoes and go and tell people about the goodness of God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Father, for your goodness, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord, for the shoes that you have for each one of us, Lord, that we do not have to try and step into anybody else's shoes, but that we can just put on the shoes that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you always have time for us, Lord. Lord, that we can come to you, Lord, and take off our shoes and spend time with you, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, as this week, Lord, as we put on our shoes to start a new week with new challenges, Father. Lord, that we will, that we will make it part of our armor, Lord, to put on our shoes, Lord, to go and spread the peace of the gospel, Father, wherever we go. Yeah, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you, Lord, that you are with us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Guys, have a great week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.